Our brother he asked regarding burping. What's the hukm of burping? What's the hukm of mentioning dhikr? Or do we have a specific dhikr and narrations regarding after someone's burp? The answer is there is no specific dhikr for burping. Not alhamdulillah or astaghfirullah. There's no specific dhikr after someone burp, like if he sneezed. But it's kind of istihsan from some ulama. They mean qiyas, sneezing with burping. And there is no dhikr at all after burping. But if someone mentioned alhamdulillah as a general dhikr, and he doesn't mean ibadah, specific ibadah, like he just finished eating, then after that he said alhamdulillah, no problem, there's no harm. But you cannot do it always, because al-istimrar min alamati ta'abud, to do something continuously is a sign that you take it as a worship. So don't do that. Sometimes can, but not with the attention of ibadah. And at the same time, I add to the brother that we have kind of manners and adab should be taken during burping. For example, don't burp in between your brothers in front of the people, because harm them with the bad smell. And you should spread the good smell among your brothers, not the bad smell like burping. At the same time, don't burp with a voice. At the same time, try your best to close your mouth. Until the end, we have a lot of manners regarding burping, and not one of it, it doesn't include dhikr after burping. Barakallahu fiqh.